This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, as I said at the start of the programme, Cambridge-based charity CBM are launching their See the Way appeal today, and I'm joined live on Zoom, which I don't think I've ever done before. I'm hoping this all goes well, by Rosie Jack of CBM. We're also joined by David Arnott and Mitesh Gandhi from Clampop Optometrists here in Cambridge. Good afternoon to you all.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Rosie, let's start with you. The See the Way appeal, this is the umpteenth year you've run it. You have run this. It's a regular event for you, but just remind us what it's all about.
Absolutely. So we're really excited to be relaunching our See the Way appeal today. So it's an appeal that will help us to deliver more sight-saving eye health services in the world's poorest places. And what's really exciting is that from now until the 17th of December, the UK government will double every donation that's made to that appeal. So it's a really exciting day for us to see See the Way launched again.
Excellent, excellent. Just in terms of the sort of work you do, this isn't groundbreaking stuff, is it? This is fairly routine optical type stuff that you're helping to do, but we take for granted in this country. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really shocking to think that 3/4 of the world's blindness is avoidable. We know how it can be treated or prevented. And yet for people living in countries like Malawi and Rwanda, across Africa and Asia, people just aren't able to get the sight tests, the surgery, the glasses, those eye health services to help them see. And as a result, people are becoming needlessly blind, or they're struggling with things that we take for granted every day. So it's so important that we improve access to these eye health services so that people can have the opportunities that they should do and be able to fulfil their potential.
And we've heard your stories in the past, and I hope they're still on the website, and I'm going to send everybody off to go and have a look at them, about just how entire families can be affected by one person's lack of sight.
Yeah, absolutely. And we hear those stories all the time. So of grandparents who are unable to look after their grandchildren because they can't see them, of kids who can't go to school, miss a decade of school because they can't see properly, for adults who are unable to work or care for their families just because they can't see, and avoidably so. That's what's so shocking, that all of this could be avoided with a cataract surgery that could cost as little as £24 or a pair of glasses. So, yeah, we just think it's really shocking that people are needlessly becoming blind, needlessly living with these problems. And when we can, we do know how to tackle them. It's just a case of getting those services out where they're most needed, because often you'll find great services in cities, in the richer areas in Africa and Asia. But once you get out to rural areas where most people live, people are just unable to get to these services. Sometimes they can't even afford the bus fare to get themselves to an eye hospital or a place where they can get the eye services they need. So it's so important that we take eye health services out to where people are so that they can access what they need.
Indeed. Well, let's turn our attention now to Mitesh Gandhi from Clamp Optometrists. Mitesh, as somebody at the front end of all this sort of stuff here in the UK, just how important is it that regular eye tests can take place?
I completely echo Rosie's thoughts and sentiments and desire to increase this sort of awareness. Like you said, I see eyesight every day as a part of my profession. You can see just how vital a sense organ it is. It plays such an important part, not only in terms of sight, but the ability to build rapport with people. When you have good sight, you naturally have confidence. You're able to play a more active part in life. And also, when people can't see clearly, it does obviously affect mental health as well, which obviously is a current thing that's going on at the moment. Eyesight is very important. And at Clamps over here, one of our mottos is perfect vision doesn't mean healthy eyes. And with the increasing technology, the research, and all the evidence that we have with increasing tests, we can see that someone might come in to me and say, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with me. I can see 20/20. But then actually, when you look into the back of their eyes, you can see retinal diseases, genetic diseases, something that they weren't aware of, because certain types of diseases are more gradual and certain types of diseases are asymptomatic. So it's important to always have regular eye checks.
Indeed, indeed. Forgive me, as someone who knows nothing about this apart from regular eye checks myself, are there regional variations? So where we're talking about somewhere like Africa, does the climate or does the diet or something like that, can that play a part in the health of your eyes?
Oh, hugely, absolutely hugely. I mean, we take it for granted that we have 3 square meals here and we have everything and all types of resources available to us. But nutrition plays a very, very big part, especially when it comes to macular health. Lots of elderly patients are getting diseases called macular degeneration, which is where the central part of your vision becomes cloudy. So this is different to cataracts. Mm-hmm. Cataracts can be treated in the Western countries. And like Rosie says, in the rural areas, you know, people are needlessly going blind because they just don't have the facility or the resources. But going back to macula, if you have a proper nutritional diet full of all the right supplements and all the right vitamins, you can actually play a part in improving your eye health.
Excellent, excellent. All right, David, let's turn to you now. Why Clamp Optometrists? Why are you deciding to support this? We're nice and comfy and sitting in Cambridge.
Exactly. Rosie and her family are good friends of mine. We've known them for a long time. They've been coming to Clamp Optometrist for many years. And she just approached me with this common theme of me being an optician and her being working for Christian Blind Mission, and just had this opportunity to help. And it's just, yeah, the thing that shocks me really is that just making a difference with a small amount of money makes a massive difference in helping these people in Africa and the third world, as Rosie was saying. The effect of, say, a young person, if they can't see, they're very short-sighted. In this country, they'd just come and get their eyes tested and get their glasses. But if they can't do that in the third world, it just has massive repercussions. They can't help their family. They can't get work. It just helps their education if they can get the glasses and helps their future. So it sort of feels like a no-brainer, and it's nice to think you're helping, basically.
Excellent, excellent. Well, let's just hope the rest of Cambridge and South Cambridgeshire feels the same. So, Rosie, let's just recap on this campaign. It's launched today. As you say, it's backed by the government now. So for every pound you get donated, the government, who are getting through the money at the moment, they'll be doubling your money. So just talk us through, how do people donate? What's that time frame again?
Absolutely. So you can donate and find out more at seetheway.org. So you can donate online there, seetheway.org. And until the 17th of December, your donations will be doubled. And also, if you want to find out a bit more about iHealth services, you can join us for a free Zoom event tomorrow evening with Diane Louise Jordan, the TV presenter, who we took to Rwanda earlier this year to show the impact of sight-saving work on children there. So, if you're able to, do join us 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. And again, you can find out more and register at seetheway.org.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Well, Rosie, we wish you all the very best with that campaign. Mitesh, David, thank you very much indeed for coming on, for putting the medical explanation behind it and the ethos behind it, and your support that Clamp Optometrists give to See the Way Appeal. Nice to speak to you all this afternoon.
Very
and that's probably
welcome.
The most successful Zoom call I've had in weeks. Well done. Hey. Have a great afternoon.
Well, thanks for having us. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Cambridge 105 Radio.